Today's message, it's 102.7 Mike and the Afternoon, along with Jill, stand out for the water cooler conversations. And this story, not only does it not sound good for this guy, he's stupid.
And, that happens.
And the thing is that I think that it also doesn't look good for the employer, the guy, because it's like, well, you've hired stupid people. And it's a government-owned business that he works for, the state's child welfare agency in New Jersey. And this guy was a manager of an Ocean County, New Jersey youth baseball team. And he attempted to cover up a crime, and what he attempted to do was worse than the first crime. And so now he's arrested. And this guy's 52 years old. It's Michael Walters. And he was accused of stealing more than $6,500 from his team in Manchester.
From the little kids' team?
Yes.
What a jerk.
My big jerk. And, yeah, you got a youth baseball team. And it's hard enough supporting all of these kind of youth leagues because, you know, parents make the donations friends and stuff like that.
It's expensive nowadays.
And it does. It costs a lot of money whenever you're talking about, equipment, umpires, et cetera. And then to have the money stolen, that just, makes it worse.
Right.
And so what he did was he tried to replace the money. And so here's what he did to try to replace the money. He robbed a bank.
Stellar.
Yeah, because I guess...
That's one way to replace money.
Yeah, you shouldn't, though, pay back stolen money with more stolen money.
You shouldn't, but
right.
He was just trying to get a solution to
right.
his problem.
Well, it kind of sounds like a pyramid scheme. Yeah. You know, it's like multi-level marketing.
It really does
sound
like multi-level marketing.
I'm going to steal from you, and what I need you to do is go steal from somebody else.
Steal from three of your friends.
See, and that's the problem, is that he didn't think it through to incorporate other people to be able to do it and just tried to do it himself. And so
now
he's in jail. And so here's what made it next level stupid is where I was originally talking about, because he used his government-owned vehicle from his job.
Oh, my gosh.
With the state's child welfare agency as the getaway
car. To rob a bank.
Yeah.
Genius.
Okay. So the guy works for the state's child welfare agency, robs a bank to pay back money that he stole from a youth baseball team. This guy should not be around kids.
Yeah.
This,
for real.
This is something that really is odd. Obvious.
Lock him up, peeps.
Yeah. So using residential surveillance video, which, by the way, criminals or would-be criminals, the videos are everywhere. Okay, cameras are everywhere.
Now you better be real careful.
Jill and I are here to tell you this because we watch enough Dateline. We watch all of these shows.
So much Dateline I'm seeing the same ones I've already seen.
Oh, you bet. We're ready for him to make new.
And then I still get mad because I'm like, there was a camera right there, you moron.
Yeah, because you look at it and, I'm even aware of that all the time whenever I look around and I'm not doing anything wrong.
Right.
I'm like, I wonder where the camera are here.
It's just a curiosity thing now.
Yeah. And so they used the surveillance video and matched his vehicle as a car seen near the bank at the time of the robbery.
Easy peasy.
Right. And a search warrant uncovered money and, in quotations here, items used in the robbery in the car. So that makes it sound like a bad mask and fake gun and other stuff. So he's arrested, charged with secondary robbery in connection to the bank, and theft by deception, and using, here's another one that they, just because they were on a roll, they also issued another citation because he wrote a bad check for more than $500 in connection to the team.
Oh my gosh. Wow, dude.
What must the parents or anyone else that was involved in hiring this guy say, I think Michael Walters, he'd be a good guy to have run our youth team.
Yeah, he's one of the good friends. Yeah. He
won't
steal our money.
He works for child welfare, for goodness sake. So, all right, there you go. Let's look at the water cooler conversation. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hit is 102.7.